From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has appointed a former judge who has supported an anti-abortion pregnancy resource center and has been disciplined for publicly doing so to an administrative panel that could handle an abortion clinic licensing dispute. Parson appointed former Macon County Associate Circuit Judge Philip Pruitt to the Administrative Hearing Commission earlier this month. The commission handles disputes between state agencies and businesses or individuals. Lawyers for the state are arguing that the commission should judge a dispute over the license for Missouri's only abortion clinic. Pruitt was reprimanded by the Missouri Supreme Court in 2015 for encouraging people to donate to local charities on Facebook. In one post, he wrote about attending a fundraising dinner for an anti-abortion pregnancy resource center. Pruitt says he does not see a conflict with his past support for the pregnancy care center. Columbia City Council adopted the Climate Action and Adaptation Plan last night. The council voted unanimously in favor of the framework plan with one amendment. Climate Change Task Force member Carolyn Amperin says she is glad to see it passed.
We're just really happy that we've reached this milestone because this really is the beginning. It's not an end, but it is a milestone and a very good one for the City of Columbia.
The passage of the plan comes with no regulation attached. The declaration will set a base of goals and projections to help shape future ordinances. A former FBI agent who helped the St. Louis prosecutor with the case against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is facing 7 felony charges for how he handled the investigation. Rachel Littman reports on the grand jury indictment made public yesterday.
William Tisby faces 6 perjury charges for a variety of lies he allegedly told during a March 2018 deposition. He's also accused of evidence tampering for keeping several documents from the governor's attorneys, which impacted their ability to defend him. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner said she hired Tisby after the St. Louis police declined to investigate the case, an accusation the department denies. Greitens was accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the permission of the woman with whom he was having an affair. Tisby's conduct during the investigation contributed to Gardner's decision to drop the single charge against Greitens. Gerard Carmody, who is the special prosecutor on the case, did not immediately return a request for comment. Neither did Gardner's office or an attorney for Tisby. I'm Rachel Littman.
A St. Louis judge says Missouri's Republican-led legislature cannot cut off funding to abortion providers and their affiliates. St. Louis Circuit Court Judge David Dowd ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood on Friday. The organization sued in February against effort by Missouri lawmakers to block state funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that attorneys for the organization argued that some of its chapters provide preventative health care and not abortion and shouldn't be financially penalized. Dowd ruled that the funding prohibition could not be completely enforced and says the move was constitutionally flawed. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.